Bald and Blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution Podcast. The podcast to get tools for a powerful mind you can use immediately every day. Get tips, tricks, skills, and inspiration to create what you desire and achieve a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Cathy Tate and Daisy Pub.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution, where we give you tools for a powerful mind. I'm your host from Australia, Cathy Tate. With me, as always, your host from America, Daisy Papp. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Down Under. Hello, dear podcast partner from Australia, Cathy Tate. How are you doing and what is going on? Because I understood that your muscles are a little bit overstretched and over this and over that. So what's going on there, Down Under?
Well, Daisy, I have decided that 2023 is the year that this GMAR gets into shape. And so my wonderful son has offered to be my personal trainer and is taking me to the gym with him. And we went four times this week. It was a bit of a shock on the 50-year-old body after too many years of not doing it. But it was a lot of fun and it feels really good to remember that I have all these muscles in my body. So I'm gung-ho keeping at it, and we're going to see a personal transformation this year for me.
Fantastic. I'm so excited for you, and I can imagine that your muscles are happy that they are not forgotten anymore.
Well, yes, when you put it that way, I'm sure that they are.
It's a question of perspective, you see.
It certainly is. And a question of attitude.
Yes.
I've told myself for many years that I don't like to work out and it's all too hard. And that was just the wrong attitude to take into this. So I'm going into it with an attitude of enjoyment and building strength and living longer and healthier for my wonderful new grandson, as well as for myself, of course. But he really is a great motivator for me. And it's a very special time to have a grandchild. So I'm very excited.
Good, good.
I want to talk about being overwhelmed because I think that's a common thing in our lives. And I do think that it is also the way you look at things as to whether you become overwhelmed or how you handle the overwhelm. When I talk about going to the gym, I haven't been in 20 years, Daisy. I used to work out. I used to have a personal trainer. I used to do Muay Thai kickboxing.
Wow.
And for a while, I was pretty into it. And the thought of doing it after so long did become a little bit overwhelming for me because I'm much older now. My body's different in that it's much older and starting to feel the effects of aging. And so I really had to examine my mental perspective over doing this in order to go into it with the right attitude. Mm. So that's one area of my life where I've felt overwhelmed before. And professionally, I've felt overwhelmed many times, especially as a business owner and through the last couple of years, what the world has suffered. I'm sure that there are a lot of business owners out there, a lot of people that have employment jobs out there who've suffered overwhelm in their professional lives, not to mention what's happening in the world. There'll be overwhelm in people's personal lives with regard to their family and their friends as well. So I thought it was a really good time to have this conversation.
I agree. It's omnipresent globally. The overwhelm can be omnipresent. Nevertheless, it goes back to attitude, because when we look at overwhelm, what it really means, and when we look into literature, it refers to being defeated or feeling defeated. Now, feeling defeated, is that really true? Let's ask the question. When I feel overwhelmed, is it really true that I'm right now defeated? Yes or no? Most likely, you will say no. You may still feel overwhelmed, but that you can change. Because when the fact is that you're not defeated yet, then there's still an open end to it.
Yes, and as they say, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, sometimes the will alone is not enough. So sometimes we also need a little bit of luck and being at the right moment, in the right proximity to people. So there are many factors to it, but how do I get into positions where I'm in proximity to people that can be the right gate opener for my future or for my present, so I can take right now better steps into a greater direction? So when we look at it, that overwhelm is more a thought than a feeling, then that already gives us a hint. Oh, okay, I call something overwhelm. I call it, I name it, I call it out. But what is it that I'm really feeling? Let me clarify. Feelings happen on the stage of the theater in the mind. Emotions happen in the body. So we feel overwhelmed, but okay, what emotions are related to it? Oh, well, I get shaky hands. My voice starts shaking, or my palms start getting sweaty, or my stomach crunches, or my legs start jumping around, or I feel just sweaty all over. I may feel insecure, feeling. So it's all happening in the head. Now, when we realize that it's happening in the head and I can change it through my emotions, my energy in motion in the body, then I'm already way ahead and out of the overwhelm.
Oh, that's a very interesting thing that you've just slid over there. So you're saying that feelings happen in our brains and then...
in the mind.
Emotions, okay. Feelings happen in our minds and then emotions happen in our body.
Yes.
The result of that feeling. So you have the feeling and then the body matches it with an emotion.
Very well said.
Okay.
Yes. And it can go the other way around. I can have specific emotions, energy in motion. That's how you can easily remember emotions, energy in motion. Where does it happen? In the body. Of course, there's also energy in motion in the mind and in the brains, clearly. But the energy in motion, that is when, okay, so what emotions do I feel? Well, my hands start shaking. I get the sense of sweaty palms. I get the sense of shaking all over. I get the sense of weak knees. I get the sense of I want to escape. Now, that already is edgy because that's already in the mind, because we there connect the emotions, the energy in motion. They will always produce the matching neurobiological transmitters in the brain. So then they reinforce our emotions and then those feed back to the feeling. So, oh, yes, of course. Oh, this reminds me when I once got hit and they did a hit and run on me. Let's say if I fall off the bicycle and then because somebody scared me with their car, they came too close and then they hit and run, let's say. And when I remember these pictures, then my body is producing specific emotions to match what I'm thinking. But the overwhelm itself, tell me, what is overwhelm? Is it like a shaky hand? Is it like a shaky voice? No, it's an abstract. Overwhelm, we call it as such. But okay, how can you locate it in your body? Tell me. You ask 100 people, they will tell you 100 different places where it's in their body.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I'm listening to you describe these emotions. And when I get overwhelmed, I'm thinking specifically professionally, because that can happen when I've got deadlines and they're all on the same day and I feel like I don't have enough time to complete it all. And then I've got competing priorities. And so the physical reaction for me is like all this tightness inside me and it feels like I'm too full inside. And I actually have to mentally go, whoa, because I recognize it, and actually sit down. And the way that I deal with it is to make a priority list and just work through things one by one. Mm-hmm. So it's not always a giant like shaky hands or a giant physical reaction either. It can be something quite subtle, but if it happens to you a lot, then you get to recognize it. And so you know what's happening within yourself. I also find it really interesting when you describe this, that to me, it seems like this feeling and emotion between our minds and our bodies is like this big circle, and it will just keep going unless we do something to stop the circle turning, because mm-hmm. one leads to the other, leads to the other, and it doesn't matter where you start, which one of them you start with, they just feed each other.
They reinforce one another as well, yes.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
The fastest way out is change your physiology, meaning change your position, do jumping jacks, do sit-ups, do walk for 5 minutes, run in a circle or turn 360 a couple times and then 360 in the other direction on your own axis. Because it's much easier to change your body's position than oftentimes it appears to change your thoughts or the direction of your thoughts. Now, I think it is important to really go into one specific direction when it comes to words. So there is this word overwhelm. And yes, it exists and it means 1,000 things to 1,000 people. When we just change that and how we express ourselves, instead of using, I feel overwhelmed, please describe what you're sensing in your body. I have shaky hands. I feel this tightness in my body. Or as you described, I feel this fullness in my body. Okay, this fullness. Now, when you can target those and release those, it cannot possibly uphold the same feelings or thoughts in your mind. Why? Because they're linked together. In order to feel in your mind, feel a certain way. Oh, I feel you don't love me anymore. Is that really a feeling?
That sounds like a thought.
I so agree with you now. You nailed it. Because we are so used to describe things with words that are not really accurately expressing or describing what's truly going on. Well, my heart is breaking because I feel the pain in my chest. Now, that's an emotion. There's even something, it's called the broken heart syndrome. It exists and it physically has an impact on the organ, on the heart itself. So when I'd use, oh, am I defeated? Instead of saying I'm overwhelmed. Because when I say overwhelmed, I feel like my shoulders drop, my breathing gets more and more shallow. It seems, okay, this is the end of the scenario, the end of my job, the end of the day, the end of my life, the end of the world. And it goes on and on. In case we are using it more often than not, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. This is overwhelming. Start to be more articulate. Articulate what is really going on within you. And instead of using the word overwhelmed, maybe ask yourself the question, am I defeated right now? Well, if you're playing chess and you lost the party, bye-bye, play another game. Or when you play tennis and then you're defeated, okay, fine, there's another tournament coming along. When you did not win the gold medal, that doesn't mean you're defeated. So you see, when we may then feel overwhelmed, but it's produced by the thoughts and the recurring thoughts that are not supporting us to live a better and more content life. So I think today.
Let me see if I've got this right, because you've said this quite a few times before. If we have a thought, then our body will produce the matching
emotion.
So that means to me that it's all about our thoughts. So if we start to feel something or we start to have an emotion, then it seems that the key would be to go back to what am I thinking and how can I change those thoughts that will then change those emotions?
Yes, it would be lovely if we could easily change our thoughts. It's more challenging than changing your physical position you're just right in.
I've written down change your physiology, but I want to give people real keys. Now, I think that our listeners out there are capable, if they understand what is really going on, of being able to look at themselves and go, hang on, what thoughts am I having? What are better thoughts? Or even how can I flip this thought? It is what you just said when you said, instead of calling it overwhelmed, ask yourself a question. That's flipping a thought in my mind.
Yeah, you steer it in a different direction. When you ask questions, you get different answers. The better the questions, the better quality of answers you will be getting. Instead of stating, I feel overwhelmed, period. It sounds like a statement. It sounds almost that there's nothing I can do about it. I disagree. When I ask a question, okay, overwhelm actually means that I am defeated. Is that true? No. Do I feel defeated? Oh, absolutely not. You're immediately in a different tonality. Your voice will change. Your tonality will change. Your words will change. And therefore, the thoughts will go in a different direction. To stop thinking is very challenging. Why? Because our minds and our brains are a thinking machine, besides other things that they are doing. But when we are trying to, okay, oh, I'm thinking of maybe my neighbor had an accident. It's not easy to let go of that thought. Why? Because I'm already feeling the grief in case something happened to them. Because maybe I even have a reference how it feels when someone was in an accident. Then it builds up. It's a real challenge then to get out of that loop of thoughts. But when you change your physiology, let's say you really get up physically, if you can, and do a few jumping jacks. If you can't, then clap your hands. Put your chin up. Very important, putting your chin up. You will not believe what it can do or what it can't when you keep it down. Mm? And when you change your physiology, hum, for example, when you start feeling anxious, start singing. You can't be anxious and sing at the same time. Yes, you can, to a degree. But it releases stress when you sing. In history, there were cultures that sang a lot. It was their survival mechanism. And they got really good at it.
Yes, you see that in some movies where there's a moment of terror or something comes to mind. They were being attacked and the women and children were hiding in the cave or the dungeon or wherever. And to alleviate the tension and the fear, they started singing. And it did change the whole vibe. You could see it ripple through all the people in the room. So I absolutely can relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, once you change your physiology, it is challenging to keep up with the same thoughts because certain thoughts go along with a certain body posture. I give you a very easily imaginable picture here. Somebody who's really saddened, feels defeated, and is just down. How do they sit? Just observe in your own mind, what is the human that you're imagining in front of your eyes? What do they look like? How are they breathing? Is it shallow or deep breathing? Mostly it's shallow breathing. Where's their head? Is the chin rather up or is the chin rather down? It's rather down. How are their shoulders placed? Are they up and yes, we got it, or are they dropped? What's the body posture overall? Are they crunching or are they really standing straight or sitting straight? Most likely you get the picture here, right? When somebody is really saddened and feels overwhelmed. Now imagine in front of your inner eye, or just imagine with your eyes open, however you wish, somebody who feels like, yes, I did it. Or I'm going to get it. I know I get this job. I know I'm going to get there on time. Oh, this is just so lovely. I was able to make the best dinner ever. Or I'm so glad my child is getting there healthily and succeeds in its own field and dream life. Whatever that is, what their vision is. Now, how do they stand? Imagine in front of you somebody who is experiencing something really great. How is their breathing? Shallow or deep? How are their shoulders? Are they down or are they somehow in posture? How is the body posture overall? Are they like crouching or are they really standing tall? Where's their chin? What's the expression on their face? You see the difference here? So I've never seen a totally, absolutely, completely depressed human being in a posture as of an athlete who just won the gold medal at the Olympics. It doesn't go along. Meaning how we can utilize it for ourselves when I feel overwhelmed or I start having the thought more often than not, overwhelm, and I just put up my arms and I say, yes, say 10 times yes, really, with the whole throat you have, with all your sound box, all the vocal cords, activate them and say, yes, 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 yes. It's impossible that you continue feeling and then emotionally being and remaining in the same state. Impossible.
Okay, so it seems to me that this is also part of that circle, because what you're describing is body language, which is going to reflect these emotions in our body, right?
Yes, unless you're an actor and then you're asked to look like the depressed one.
Actors aside, because we're not talking about that at all. Okay, so I recognize that this could be another way to take ourselves out of that circle is by changing our body language, which is what you said, change your physiology. Now, twice you've said something about putting your chin up. Mm-hmm. What's going on there?
Well, just imagine in front of yourself again, somebody who's really deeply depressed, saddened, overwhelmed. I can't do it. I feel abandoned. I feel alone. I feel broke. I feel broken. I feel left alone. I don't matter. What happens to the chin? Imagine, what do you see in front of your inner eye right now when you imagine the human I just described to you?
Yeah, well, I see someone with their head down, which would mean their chin is down.
Aha, now you got it. Exactly. Now the chin, I use the chin because when it is in a horizontal line, I'm not talking about we have a little meat there around and some of us have a little
The waddle.
Some people have a double chin. It does not matter. I'm talking about the chin and the jaw. When you can get it into a horizontal line, then you're already good to go. You cannot possibly be in the same emotional state than you were before. You can't. That's why I say chin up. And even in many, many languages, only a few that I speak fluently, they say chin up, chin up. Huh? Ever heard that?
Yes, actually, I did get brought up with chin up and it meant be strong.
There you go.
Now, it's interesting too, because in the last week of doing the gym, I've also seen, now that you say that, a lot, in fact, almost all of the exercises that you do, you need to be quite careful about your form or where you are physically in order to make sure that you're not going to hurt your muscles. And almost all of them, you have your chin up.
Aha, how interesting or not.
And so that translates to me as you're empowering yourself by making sure that you're head is held high mm-hmm. or your chin is up. It not amazes me, but it just fills me with wonder, I guess, how many of our old cliches are really quite true mm-hmm. and were told to us for a purpose, mm-hmm. but we'd never really got told the whole story behind why they exist.
They didn't know.
You know, all they knew was to say chin up. But if you get the whole context, it's like, of course chin up. It makes so much sense now.
Well,
so I'm glad that we've been able to express that. I think that's a really simple and effective move that someone can make to just change the way that they're experiencing something with that one simple thing.
They may have told us really great little nuggets of wisdom, but they couldn't prove it. And it is not so long that we can see what happens within the brain while it's doing what it's doing. So it's only a few decades that we can see what the brain really does within itself when it's doing what it's doing. I really like that it fills you with wonder. And yes, it fills me with wonder too. And the exercise also makes a lot of sense. Yes, of course, you don't want to hurt yourself while you try to do good for your body. There are most likely people who are really physical trainers and personal trainers and who learn the anatomy of humans and what is important and what is linked to another within the body. Breathing is the next thing. When do you breathe shallow and when do you breathe deeply? So when you inhale deeply, when things are not going exactly the way you imagined them, you're reconnecting with life, don't you? And big advantage, you allow your brain to be filled with oxygen. You give it the supply it needs. Very important. So stop breathing shallow, take deep breaths, chin up, and do jumping jacks, do sit-ups, pretend you're sitting on a bicycle, move your legs, do dancing. I really enjoy dancing. No.
How is that salsa going?
I knew it. Well, salsa baby in the house and on the beach and in the car. And it is lovely. It is lovely.
Yeah, it certainly is. I find it very empowering too. Well, I think that we've turned out another amazing episode here, Daisy. Any final words for our listeners before we sign off?
Yes. Continue breathing. Take deep breaths. It connects you with life. It also reminds you that there's always another breath available for you that already releases anxiety and the anxious thoughts. And then therefore your feelings will be able to change because the feelings happen on the theater stage of the mind. And then your emotions, your energy in motion can be changed. Even if, let's say, you're physically not able to jump up and do jumping jacks, imagine as if you were doing them because your brain is so smart. It does not know the difference if you pretend, imagine, or if you really, truly do it.
And there you go, folks. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please let us know what you think. You can contact us at baldandblonde.live, and you can also support us there, which we would truly appreciate, so we can stay ad-free. Any episode you want to listen to, there's a search box on the website. It's very simple to use. Please let us know if you'd like any topics covered. We're always open to ideas. That's it from us today. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our podcast with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place. For you, for us, for future generations. Visit us at baldandblonde.live to get freebies, give feedback, and even support us with as little as $1. Talk to you soon.